I'm going to speak on the fire of God today. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. We need the fire. Oh, Father God, we thank you for today. We thank you that your angels are here. But, Lord, we want more. Lord, we want your presence to come in all your glory. Father, we want to catch the fire of your presence. Lord, some of us are lukewarm. Some of us are pushing in. But, Lord, we really do want the passion of your fire. And we just say, Holy Spirit, just continue to come. Just come and break through. Break through in every way. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to pray for people that are going on holiday. This is their last Sunday, because there's a few already gone. If you just stand, I want to pray for you. I just felt journeying mercy, so I know. Well, that's not too bad. We won't be so emptied out next week. Awesome. Father, I just pray for these ones that are traveling, that are going away. Father, I pray that you will protect them. I pray that, Lord, you'll be with them. I pray, Father, that they will have an amazing time in the Holy Spirit. I pray, Father, that if they're with families that don't know you, that they will be able to bring the glory into every circumstances. But most of all, Father, keep them in good health. And just watch over them, put angels around them, and for Gitto at the back, Lord, we just pray for Gitto, and we just pray, Father, the fire of God upon him. Thank you, bless them. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord keep you in good health, and your comings and your goings, may he bless you. Whatever you put your hand to, may he bless you, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And we will miss you, but be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You're all being serious. Ready anticipation for the fire and the glory of God to come. Yes. Who wants more fire? Yes. Hallelujah. We need the fire. You know, and look, you know, I do. I ask God for the burning fire to come into my being. I say, God, I need the fire of your presence. You know, and sometimes, especially at this time of the year, we get so busy. I've got a Fitbit, and my daughter says, I'll pick you up, we're going to buy Brent's present. You know, I walk 5 kilometres at the base. I didn't mean it for a clapping. I meant this is what it's like at Christmas time. And it's like, yeah, it was like, woo, and I'm going to Inge. You know, we've done 3 kilometres. And she said, well, we're going over here now. And I'm going, oh, I've done another 0.5 kilometre. And it's like, yeah, go Trish. But what I'm saying, it is, you know, a time where we need the glory and the presence of God. You know, Jesus is the reason for the season. And you know, we forget about that and we get so bound down. And I'm just thinking, this year I'm not going to get into a pickle. I'm just going to enjoy every moment with the glory of his presence. You know, and our prayer should be, Father, give me your blazing fire of love. Let me be filled with your fire. And the hour we're in is for us to be filled with the fire. You know, I always say Isaiah 60, arise, shine, for your light has come, for the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. And it's like we have to carry the glory of his presence. And you know, the fire of God burns up every demon that is within you. It absolutely fires up everything, attitude, everything, when we carry the glory of his presence. I know where I've been on time, where I've been so on fire with his presence that I've just shook and thought I was going to die. But I like that feeling because you just go to glory. You'd be like Enoch, you're here and then you're gone. But it's like God is saying now is the time to shine with his glory. I have noticed, you know, I move around a lot amongst, you know, speakers and itinerant people, other pastors, and I really get blown away and it really grieves my spirit, and I'm not judging, but how they can, some can swear and some can gossip and some can say things. God is saying, this is the time where we have to be purified. This is the time we have to be on fire for God. And it's like, it's God knows us by our fruits. And we've got to be, you know, letting the fire of God and His presence. I just, you know when you've been in His presence, when you've soaked, when you've just been, had time with Him. I was at Chartwell, which I usually go, and I went upstairs to the shop, and as I walked in, this lady said, "I just need a hug from you." And I knew she was wanting Jesus. I knew that she was wanting to draw what was in me. She said, "There's something so lovely about you." And I just said, "Oh, I'd love to give you a hug." And I said, "This is a hug from Jesus." She said, "I knew you knew Jesus." And then the other day, I thought, I was going to coffee club, and I'm thinking, "Oh, my seat will be gone." And here's this lady, she'd saved me a seat. And she wanted to have lunch with me. And she wanted to know all about me. And I said, "I've got nothing to share, but I love Jesus." And you know, I think it's a time where when we get into His glory and into His presence, people are so drawn to you. Even yesterday when I was did my 5 kilometers. I was in back door, and this beautiful little child, he was half Samoan and half Maori, he was just absolutely beautiful, all these curls, and I was just standing there, you know, looking, he was talking to his mother, and next minute he just jumps into my arms, and she couldn't get him off me, and she said, "He doesn't go to anybody." He was just beautiful. And I'm just going, "God, you know, you can touch even the little ones with His presence." Yeah, it's like, oh, it was awesome. So I had this cuddly smooched all over me and cuddled me. And I was able to just pray. And Angie goes, "I don't know what you've got." And I said, "Well, it's Jesus." She does. But it was, I was able to pray over him, you know, touch him and just say, and I was able to share with the girl that, you know, that I knew Jesus. It's like, because my children disappear at that time. But it's, I don't want to be near another mother, you know. And she says, "I don't know, you just talk to everybody, you make everybody feel at home and ready, you know, just," and I said, "Well, it's, I just love people and I love what I carry, and we have got something to give out that is so precious. You know, it's so precious at this time. My sisters are really in an argument quite bad at present, and I just sometimes ring one and says, "Well, they love that, you know, they love you, they're doing that," and then ring the other one and try to bring a peace, because we need the peace, the joy in this time, don't we? Hallelujah. But God is saying, you know, Jesus said that He came, that when Jesus came, where is it? When Jesus come, He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and with fire. You know, who's been baptized in the Holy Spirit? If you haven't, come up and see me. But see, when the Holy Spirit comes, He wants us to be on fire with His presence, that when we touch, we have fire. You know, I've had my hands on fire. When you lay hands on the sick and the fire comes out of your hands, when the fire comes out of your mouth or the word of God, you know, Jesus was like a burning fire. I love the scripture. Just shut your eyes and just listen. Wow. It's Ezekiel 1:27-28. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metals, as if full of fire. And then from there down, he looked like fire. Brilliant light surrounded him, like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day. So was the radiance around him. And you see, Jesus is in us, and we're to have that radiance around us of the fire of God. Whoa. You know, God says, don't be like Laodicea by neither hot nor cold, but be on fire for his presence. This is the time where God is awakening us and saying, let there be fire. Let there be fire. Let there be fire. Let there be fire of his presence in us. Whatever, you know, apathy and all that's got to go. The Lord is saying, arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. His glory, his presence, his fire. He wants us to take it. He wants us to be absolutely filled, that when you go out, people will be touched by what you, who you are. Jesus is in us, and if we lukewarm him, if we just don't even acknowledge him, if we don't get into the word and read the word and just make that fire even greater, we are nothing out there, and the world is dying. The world is the worst place it's ever been. It is just so demonic, and we have the light and the glory, and we shut up. We're too ashamed to share about the fire of the glory of God. There is a world out there, and we've got to have a passion for souls. We've got to have the fire of God come on us. We can't be lukewarm Christians anymore. I'm preaching from my heart, because God is saying, rise up. Rise up in this hour. Make a difference wherever you are. Make your house shine with the glory of God, that when people come in, there's a fire in your house. There's a presence in your house. You know, we went into a house that was so demonic on Wednesday. It was absolutely, there's Buddhas and incense and everything. And I'm going, Lord, let the glory, dear old, you know, Doris, pray for me, but let the glory shine out of us, that we can change the atmosphere. The demons were hating us, but we've got to shine. There's so much darkness out there, and you know, there's such changing of the guards. You just don't know what's going to happen when you wake up in the morning. Do you? You know, we had a prime minister, and now we've got another one just within a week. Changing of the guards, things are happening, things are shaking. God is trying to get our attention, that we bring, let the fire of God into our presence. I'm in Acts 2, we're coming into a greater anointing of Acts 2 from Pentecost than we've ever had before. Please get excited. Thank you. You know, and Luke, I'm going to read it, Acts 2. When the day of Pentecost had fully came, they were all in one accord in one place. They weren't gossiping, they weren't slandering, they were in unity, they were believing the fire of God was coming. They were saying, God, we're desperate, we want you to come, we want more, we want more, we want more, we want more, we want more of you. There's more, a lot more. Woo! I want the glory of God and the fire of God just to be so upon me. You know, when I was in Toronto, the fire was on my hands. I could hardly, it was just burning. And then my body burnt. And I was speaking not long ago, about a couple of months, and the fire came on me. And the fire is here today. But we've got to say, God, I'm going to pray. We're all going to pray later, and you're going to pray the prayer that I'm going to, because I want you to catch the fire this Christmas, that this Christmas will be changed. This Christmas will be a difference, that you take the glory into the places. That, I mean, all our family is non-Christians. Clive and I are going to take the glory and the fire and change the circumstances. Hallelujah. Christians cannot, you know, everything's been watered down. And I just, when Christians speak, some Christians, not you lot, but others, when you're talking with them and what they do and what they say and what they water down, and that's okay, you know, you can do that. And I'm going, what? People are living with each other. Now, marriage is not sacred anymore. My sister's got 3 children. They've all got partners, all built houses. None of them married. And it's like, my mother was not what you call a Bible Christian. She said she was, but her language and everything else didn't show that. But she was so strong on marriage and not having sex before marriage. But it's come into the church. Things have been milked down. And I've seen so many Christians that have just gone down the tubes and got into the world and even gone worse than that and accepted everything that is not of God. The enemy comes in to rob. The enemy comes in to destroy. The enemy comes in. You know, I can see my family. The things that I did, I made mistakes. And the enemy's come in so quickly on those mistakes. But today, as Helen said, you know, all those have been washed by the blood of Jesus. But there's consequences for your sin. There's consequences for what you do. And I'm still walking that out. But I know that God is going to restore. I know that God is going to change things. God is going to bring the fire of God into our family. I'm going to see my children and grandchildren preaching the gospel. And I decree that over all of you, that we cannot be apathetic. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Every apathetic spirit's got to go. You know, I believe that we live our life and people know that you're different. That's what I want. You don't have to preach who you are, but that people know and they feel the glory and the presence of God, the fire of God. I love when we went to Toronto, it was Catch the Fire. So every day we caught the fire. With a fire, we could hardly stand underneath the fire of God. You know, and it was, keep coming, Holy Spirit. Keep coming with the fire. You know, and Heidi Baker walks in the glory and the fire of God. Things happen in the atmosphere when she's around. People get saved. The angelic realm is with her. People, you know, she's been knives and everything. She never fears, because when you have the fire and the glory of God, you do not fear death. You do not fear, because you know that you just got the glory and His presence. And there's so much stuff coming into the church of things that aren't right, and it breaks my heart. And I'm just saying, God, I just want to walk in your ways. And Jesus said it's so simple, come as a child. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. It is so simple. It's so simple. Yeah, I know that. I know. I don't want to offend anybody, but I was, you know, a lot of people go to the courtrooms, and I was in the courtroom, and the Father said to me, can we settle this out of court? And I laughed, and I said, oh, yes, is it that simple? And he said, yes. And it's just, there's just something new that God's doing, that there's miraculous and there's fire and His presence, that we can just come into His presence, come into His glory. Come in and just love on Him. I'm not saying that people can go there and fight, and I've read the book and I understand it. But it was just the Lord said to me, Trish, we can do this out of court. And I just thought, that was so easy. He has a sense of humour sometimes, doesn't he? I was battering, yeah. But then we come back to verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them. And they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. I love it. And what I love is that the fire tongues was on everybody. Nobody was excluded. The fire of God, they were in one accord, and the fire of God just fell. And the wind It doesn't say somewhere else. It comes from the east. Well, the east, the west, the south, and the whole room was filled with the wind. You know, it was like a whirlwind came into the place. I love it. I just say, God, I'm crying out. You come into our meetings in the angelic realm, and there's a mighty roar of the wind of the Spirit filled to overflowing with your presence. I want more. Who wants more? You know, the wind. So put your heads under your arms and don't think it out, but just say, Holy Spirit, come. We think too much. We're too humanistic. But just let the Holy Spirit come. You know, I was not allowed to read this chapter in a church that I was in when I was young. And when I saw it, it came alive. And I loved preaching it because the fire of God came, and it came like tongues upon each person. And the fire of God is coming like fire upon each one of us today. Whoa. Holy Spirit, come. You know, be baptized. Jesus come to baptize with the Holy Spirit, but fire. And there's so many Christians that aren't on fire. I can't wait till all of you are here it before 10, running to the doors, because you want more of the presence of God. You're filled up. You're filled up over home. There's no late people, you know, and it's coming in the door, and yes. Hallelujah. And Trish is going, yes, they want the fire. They want the presence. They're here for a reason. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he wants to come. And I believe the next Pentecost is just right on us. And I can't work it up. I'm excited. I want to, you know, push it all on you and baptize you and fire. But the Holy Spirit can do that. It's your heart. Wow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know... it's like, just say, I want to be a fool for Christ. Whatever you want to do, Holy Spirit, you can do it through me. Do you mean it? Let all the religious spirits go out the door. You know, I remember, I think I've shared it many times because I'm up here quite a bit. But I remember when I said that, and I shook and I rattled and I rolled, and people did not like it. The religious spirit just couldn't handle me. And I walked past people, and people, whoa, demons started manifesting. And I, you know, and I was trying to be good and trying to be this proper, what I was supposed to be. But the Holy Spirit just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming. And I used to shake and rattle. And it really offended a lot of people. And I think they wished that I wasn't at their church. Wow. But you know, the hungry ones used to come up and they ring me and say, can we just have what you've got? So I used to have Holy Spirit meetings at home. You know, and mantles were falling, and things were happening, and I was prophesying, and I was praying. And actually, that's how I learned a lot about ministering. Oh, isn't he beautiful? Hallelujah. Well, you start drinking it, don't you? See, you imagine, Lord, bring the fire. I have to have some water because I'm on fire. Oh. Just bring the fire. Wow. See this fire here? Wow. Yeah. Oh, I can't even get near you. So, Bruce, I can see flame over you. You're going to get on fire. Yes, there it is. Yeah. It's fire. Fire's falling. Oh, Doris, you're just like a glow lamp. So are you, Joanne and me. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Holy, holy is the Lord. Hallelujah. Am I better without my notes, aren't I? But you know, to the Israelites, the glory of the Lord looked like a consuming fire on top of the mountain. And I'm just looking out and it's getting more and more like a consuming fire. Let it come. Thank you, Jesus. Let it come. cleansing. I've got some good notes here. I might use them. But it says, if you don't have the fire, it is empty. If you don't have the fire, you're empty. It doesn't change lives. It doesn't heal the sick. It doesn't set people free. It doesn't help the suffering. Because, you know, God's fire is a consuming fire of love. His love consumes us. Love, love, love. The fire is more intense than anything that exists. Fire is more beautiful than life itself. The burning love of God, you will change and reach the world. Wow. We're coming into the biggest harvest of souls. And I had a heart for souls, but now I've got a passion for souls. And I want this place filled with people that come to know Jesus. Next year the church will change and shift. We've only been in here, 3 weeks, 4 weeks? And I just pray, God, this is your place. And I only want what you want to do. And you know, the fear of God comes to me on that. I've got to be careful who speakers I get. I've got to do everything that God tells me to do. Wow. I want to seek God with all my heart. This building's been given. You know, and it's just wonderful how people have worked in here and got it going for us to bring people in off the street, to see people healed, to see people delivered, to see people set free. The enemy is defeated under our feet, and the more the fire and the glory that we carry, the more that we will touch lives. You know, the Lord said, I'd mentioned it before, but anybody lukewarm or cold, he wants to puke you out of his mouth. But when you're on fire, wow, I'm feeling it. That heat is on, isn't it? You feel the fire? It's like we've got to be desperate. I'm going to pray a prayer, and I hope that you will pray it along with me, because we want to make a shift and a change. Today we want to make a stake in the, and just say, God, we're going after the fire and of your presence. We neglect him. Yes, Doris. That's why you're going to live to 100, because you're such an encourager. She carries the fire and the glory. You know, I just love it. You know, like Edith comes along and she always encourages me, writes, and the fire of God that's on her and Noel is just so precious. You know, it's just when we're carrying the presence, we shift and change the atmosphere. You'll be drawn to things, I don't know, even things that happen in your family that hurt. It's like we've got to try. I've had a real rough week on that this week, and it's like you really have to push through, because we've got the glory. Thank you, Jesus. I just want to bring, we all should be evangelists, but I just want to bring the fire of God on to, you know that you're called to evangelist. I think there's a greater fire that's going to fall right now. If you stand, if you want to win souls for the kingdom, there's going to be a harvest of souls. Okay, we'll all stand. Father, Father, we thank you that the harvest is now ready, but the workers are few. But Lord, I just pray for these ones that are standing right now. And Father, I just pray the fire will come in their belly. Like Jeremiah, the fire was in his belly and it burnt that he had to speak it out. And I just pray now that the fire will come right now in their bellies. And Lord, you will enlarge their hearts for souls. You will enlarge their hearts. Russell, the Holy Spirit's all over you. Just receive it. There's a new chapter and you're going to lead many into the kingdom of God. Thank you, Jesus. Come, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know Kevin's heart. Just anoint him afresh. Thank you, Jesus. Just come, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Oh, this is awesome. Lord, come. Just come and fall. Lord, send the angels out now to anoint with oil. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Richard, you're going to see some come into the kingdom of God. You're going to touch ones that other people can't go to. God said, I'm just going to anoint you right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Giddo, there's just anointing all around you. Are you going back home? Yeah, take the glory, take the fire. Lord, I just want to lay my hands on Guru. Lord, take the fire back to India. Take the glory of God. Take the passion. Oh, Lord, just let them be the glow light with the glory of your presence. There it is. Whoa, thank you, Jesus. Fire, fire in his belly. Fire in his belly. Whoa. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak him with other tongues. You know, God's going to give you other tongues, not just the one that you've got. He's going to give you other tongues in the Holy Spirit. Yeah, please sit down. Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The blazing fire of God's love captures your heart and sets you on fire for the salvation of other people. Yeah, and I love it. The holy fire of love consumes what is evil. Love that moves like a whirlwind of compassion and commitment. I've been caught up in whirlwinds, and my hands used to be like whirlwinds, and I didn't know what it was, but it's the fire and the compassion. You know, we lose it so easily. We lose it, but let's just stay on fire. I just want you to follow me in a prayer now of commitment, and I want you to stand. So if you could, I'll just say it and then you can follow me. And it's really about just asking God to forgive you for busyness and things like that. But that you really want to change. You really want to have the fire of God. And I know that God's going to come and give it to you today. So Father, forgive us that we are so busy with our own things. And ignore you. Father, forgive us that we do things our own way without being led by your Spirit. Father, forgive us that we so easily talk about you but run the other way. Fast. And when you approach us with your fire and love and power and passion, forgive us, Lord, for our sins. Father, you are life. You are love. You are pure fire. Real fire. Change us, Lord. Take our words away and give us fire. Take our intellect away, so to speak, and make us like children who live in you. Take our intellect away, so to speak, and make us like children who live in you. Make us real, Lord. Burn through our pride and defenses with your consuming fire. Make us real, Lord. Make us blaze with your fire. Lord, baptize us, Father, in the eternal fire of your love. Now, I'm just going to pray it down. Father, we just pray that, Lord, you will blaze the fire of your presence upon us right now. And, Lord, we thank you that we have said that we are sorry. And we don't want to be apathetic anymore, but we want your fire. And we want to be real. We want to be real. We don't want to have masks up. We want to be real in your glory and in your presence. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Some of you just might feel something coming out of your mouth. Just let it happen. I think there's demons just coming out, you know, things that have caught you up into the world. Just let the enemy take them. I mean, let the enemy be defeated today. And just let God burn the fire of those things out of your mouth right now, out of your body, out of your mind, out of your thinking. Whatever it is that holds you back from the consuming fire, just renounce it in your head now and just breathe it out. If, you know, some of you put yourself down, some of you are self-pity, some are rejection, some have got addiction, some people are, it could even be in pornography. Just renounce it today to say, I want the fire of your presence. Cleanse me, Lord. Cleanse my heart. Cleanse me, Lord. Cleanse me. Create in me a pure heart, O God. A pure heart, O God. I love David's prayer. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew the right spirit within me, which is the fire and the Holy Spirit. He wants to renew it. You know, some of you have had legalism and religion over you. We lift it off you today. You can be real. You can be who you are. You can be radical for Him. You can be one that gets soul saved. You can lay hands on the sick with the glory and the fire of His presence. Let it burst out in you. Let it be a bursting out in the Spirit. But I just want the fire and passion. I just think this is a day of Pentecost. This is the fire coming to change and shift that where we go, we create an atmosphere of His glory and of His fire. We're not going to moan and groan and gossip and slander. We're just going to take the truth of the Word. Hallelujah.